Alleluia! Christ is risen!
Christ is risen indeed! Alleluia!
Please pray with me. Rabboni, teacher, we have spent the last 6 weeks asking questions. We have turned over every rock. We have shined a light in every dusty corner. We have opened the blinds. We have wrestled with truth. We have sought after you. So on this Easter morning, bring wisdom to our seeking. Move through this room until the walls echo with the sound of alleluias. Roll back the stones that may prevent us from drawing closer to you. Calm our hearts. Say our names. Awaken us to your presence in our midst. We are here. We are listening. We are seeking after you. Alleluia. Amen. Throughout this season of Lent, we have been guided by questions raised from each week's gospel stories. We have explored how we seek Christ and a closer relationship with God in the midst of all of the challenges and struggles of our lives. Our journey of seeking culminates today in this primary, central story of our faith and the question that Jesus asks Mary, "Who are you looking for?" Mary came to the garden that morning, expecting to find death and loss. She came to sit with her grief, with her memories of love and kindness. She came hoping only to feel closer to Jesus as she wept for him. Many of us here today know that feeling. We have experienced a loss which changes everything: loss of a loved one, loss of our own health, loss of a dream or a livelihood. Together, we've experienced a series of challenges in recent years which make us question many of our assumptions about our own safety and who we are as a people. Some days, we are only looking for a quiet place to experience our grief. In the spring of 2020, I developed a habit of picking up my phone very first thing in the morning to look at the news, looking for reports of numbers of infections and of deaths. It wasn't just me, this habit of expectation and even attachment to bad news. It even has a name: doom scrolling. I haven't been able to break this habit, my friends. Even though I don't expect soaring COVID numbers, I still open my news apps many mornings with a deep sense of dread. What natural disaster will I read about today? What mass shooting? What devastating political drama targeting vulnerable populations? So I'm still doom scrolling, but here's the thing. I spent a lot of the last 3 years feeling lost in a world that is changing so fast I feel I'm losing my footing. I spent some months griping at God or crying out my lament to God about all of it. And what the heck do you want from us anyway, God? What do we do now? But I have never questioned where God is in all of this, because I know in my deepest heart that God is here with us, with every us, with those who are sick and dying, with those who are grieving, with those who mask and vaccinate, and with those who oppose masks and vaccines, with those who are victims of violence and survivors of violence, and with those who perpetrate violence, with those who make the laws and with those who protest the laws. Friends, we come here today to celebrate Easter in a time of turmoil and anxiety. Who are we looking for on this Easter morning? What sort of Savior are we seeking? If we are looking for a Savior who will take our side over and against those we call our enemies, we will be disappointed. Have you ever heard the saying that any time we create a line to divide us from them, we will always find Jesus on the other side of the line? In fact, Jesus was despised for his habit of eating with outcasts and breaking boundaries. He washed the feet of the one who betrayed him. Who are we looking for this Easter morning? What sort of Savior are we seeking? If we are seeking a Savior who will prevent any bad thing from happening to us, a Savior who will save us from all suffering, we will be disappointed. Jesus doesn't promise to keep us from all harm. In fact, Jesus calls us to follow him by taking up a cross and walking into places of suffering, loss, and challenge. Jesus calls us to shine the light of his love and promise in the darkest places, in our lives and in the world. And Jesus promises to be there with us. Friends, it would have been easy on that Easter morning for Jesus to roll away the stone, walk to the city center of Jerusalem, and declare that death had not won. Instead, Jesus waited in the garden. He waited for the people who needed him most. He waited for Mary. He called her by name. He stopped her crying and gave her a reason to hope. That is the Savior we seek and find today, the Savior who sees us, who knows us and loves us, the Savior who calls us by name and promises to be with us in our joy and in our sorrow. Mary came to the tomb expecting to find emptiness and death. She thought Jesus had left her. But she found that Jesus had not left, but was right there, waiting for her eyes to clear so that she could see him. So it is for us. We may sometimes feel that God has left us, that God is no longer interested or engaged in the world or in our lives. But the promise of Easter says that God is here with us. God searches for us and waits for us to be ready to be found. So if you have ever doubted God's love for you is personal and specific, may the truth of this day remind you otherwise. May this day, this story remind you that the God you seek is already seeking you. That the God you seek has already counted the hairs on your head. The God you seek will meet you in the garden on your hardest days and on your best days. God will weep with you when you grieve and rejoice in your joy. God will always, always offer new life and hope out of death and despair. I want to finish by sharing with you a poem by Pastor Sarah Speed called Lost and Found. Mary wept, standing in the garden, soft dirt under her feet, sun still tucked away, sleeping under the horizon. The other disciples left, but Mary stayed. Mary wept, shoulders shaking, tears running down her face. She said, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they put him." But here's what Easter taught me. If you think you've lost God, if it feels like heaven has slipped through the cracks, if you feel like the night will never end, then know there is no hide and seek with the divine that doesn't end in your being found. Stay still. Keep breathing. God is closer than you think. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
My friends, God is closer than you think. Thanks be to God. Amen.